Hi, my name is Debbie Regan. I have a new book called The Marshmallow Show is Canceled. It's available at Outcast Press, Amazon, and Kindle. And this is the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast with Mark Gunn.
Show number 650. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn, and this podcast is here to build a diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, please email the artists. Let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Musicians depend on your support to keep making music. In fact, I was talking to a musician recently, and they were like, I don't know if I'll be making another album because how do I finance it? How do I do this when the income is so little? But you can support artists. You can buy a CD, an album pen, a shirt, a digital download, or join their communities on Patreon. That in particular makes a huge difference. I was talking to my friend Vince Conaway, and he just did a tour, a busking tour of Europe. And while his money was down greatly, how much he made as far as tips, he does have his Patreon supporters who help keep him on the road. So Patreon is a great way to support your favorite Celtic musicians. You can find a link to all the artists in the show notes, along with showtimes, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And if you are a Celtic musician and you want to be played on the podcast, send an email to follow@bestcelticmusic.net. You'll get an autoresponder that has instructions on how to subscribe to the podcast, how to get some free music, and a free ebook on how to market your music as a musician. And you'll also get instructions on how to submit your music to the podcast. So send that in. Now, today we are highlighting Celtic women, the women of Celtic music. And this is not just about women singers. In fact, we go through the whole variety of fantastic Celtic women who play music and sing and more. So sometimes you're going to hear a guy singing on the show, but they are backed by some amazing Celtic musicians. So let's get this show started. We kicked it off with Aimer Arkins. That was She's At It Again and Tune for Tom. It's from her album Here and There. And of course, Aimer Arkins plays a fiddle. Mary Kate Spring Lee plays the harp. From her album Tunes in the Morning, this is Cusnacht and St. Bridget's Day. Thank you.
Remember to the hurry, good name, you hold. Are you silent? John Lover's dead. That's what his mother said. Johnny Lover's dead. That's what his mother said. John Lover went to the war. John Lover's gone. Yes, John Lover went to the war cry. Johnny Lover's gone. Died on another man's ground, killed by strangers round. He died on another man's land, killed by a stranger's hand. John Lover went to the war. John Lover's gone. Yes, John Lover went to the war. Cried Johnny Lover's gone. Died on another man's ground. That's where his body was found. He died on another man's land, killed by a stranger's hand. John Lover went to the war. John Lover's gone. Yes, John Lover went to the war. Cried Johnny Lover's gone. Left to show, she's got no boy to grow, just the crops in the ground in the rain and sun. John Lover's gone, just the crops in the ground in the rain and sun. Cry Johnny Lover's gone. John Lover's dead, and she never held his head. Johnny Lover's dead, and she never held his head. As he died on the ground in the rain and sun, John Lover's gone. As he died on the ground in the rain and sun, cried Johnny Lover's gone. John Lover's dead. That's what his mother said. John Lover's dead. John Lover.
After Mary-Kate Spring Lee came Sasanak with Siobhan Nadavir from Passages, that features Kate Critchlow on vocals, Borin, and percussion, Susan Palmer, harp and vocals, Lawrence Beaudry with violin, viola, and vocals, and Marie-Claude Simard with cello and vocals. They are a new addition to the podcast, and I hope to have a lot more of them in the weeks to come. Bonham Setter was after that with Slide from Grace from Colors of Time, that features Sylvain LeBeige on flute and whistle and Marie-Noelle Harvey on violin and viola. And we finished up the set with Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer. That was John Lover from their album 12 Months in a Day. Vicky Swan plays nickel harpa and has background vocals on that particular track. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email me. I'd love to see some of your pictures and comments. I'm actually all out of comments and pictures and whatnot. So I need your suggestions. Send an email to follow@bestcelticmusic.net. What are you doing next month for St. Patrick's Day and St. Patrick's Month? What are you doing to celebrate Celtic culture through music? Dan Vaughn emailed some photos. Hello, my name is Dan Vaughn. I am one of three members of the band Sorcia, and I'm reaching out to you to try to make an appearance on your podcast. We are about to launch our new EP next week titled Stomp the Floor, and we're very excited about it. I'm going to attach the tracks to this email along with some pictures. Hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much, Dan, and I look forward to playing your band on the show. And of course, send an email to follow@bestcelticmusic.net. You'll get instructions on how to submit your band to the podcast. Steve Bradley emailed a photo. Hi, Mark. Greetings from Atlanta. Love the podcast and like to listen while walking my dog, Augie. Here's a pic of him today as we were listening to episode number 648. My favorite artist is, of course, my daughter, Olivia Bradley, and we're heading up to Calhoun tonight to hear her perform with Celtic Angels at the Gym Theater. Thanks for all you do in highlighting great Celtic music each week and supporting the artists who produce it. You are very welcome, Steve, and it's wonderful to have Olivia on the show. I'm looking forward to one day having my own daughter on the podcast as well, and I'll have Olivia on later on in the podcast, so stay tuned for that. I'm actually looking forward to one day having my own daughter performing on the podcast as well. My daughter and R and I, we sing together, and actually for St. Patrick's Day, we're going to be doing some shows as well, so stay tuned for that if you're in the Atlanta area and you want to see my 8-year-old daughter and I sing some St. Patrick's Day songs. I'd love to see you out there. All right, next up is Mary Beth Cardy with Voila Le Breton from Crossing the Causeway. Mary Beth Cardy, on her album, she plays accordion, guitar, bass, jaw harp, bones, triangle, shakers, tambourine, cowbells, and washboard. A lot of music. And, of course, vocals. I think I did not get that listed on there. So stay tuned. Here is Mary Beth Cardy.
Voilà le printemps qui vient d'arriver. Voilà le printemps qui vient d'arriver. Tous les jeunes amants vont s'y rassembler. Je l'ai vu voler le ruban, le ruban. Je l'ai vu voler le ruban de la mariée. Je l'ai vu voler le ruban, le ruban. Je l'ai vu voler le ruban de la mariée. Tous les jeunes amants vont s'y rassembler. Je l'ai vu voler le ruban, le ruban. des dames. La table papant pour prendre le repas. La table papant pour prendre le repas. La table papant pour prendre le repas. Et je reviens là pour nous faire danser. Je l'ai vu voler le ruban, le ruban. Je l'ai vu voler le ruban de la mariée. Je l'ai vu voler le ruban, le ruban. Je l'ai vu voler le ruban de la mariée.
Je l'ai vu voler le ruban, le ruban. Je l'ai vu voler le We'll take the path less trodden when the wind is at our backs. We'll sleep under the stars at night and walk by light on day.
We'll have no destination, for the goal is not the point, but to go and see what lies just round the bend. We can't let fear of mystery keep us rooted from the course,
for it's all about the journey, not the end.
And we'll meet folks along the way, those kindred spirits we can find, as our travels come together for a while. Share tears as well as laughter, all the heartache and the joy. Our heading's always changing as we wander every mile.
Not all we meet can stay with us to help us down the road. These travelers we have chosen to be friends. But no goodbye's a sadness when you're on the rover's way.
For it's all about the journey, not the end. For every step we take drives us on to new adventures. Every path we choose shows us things we've never seen. Just take a look around as you wander past your door, because before you meet the finish, there's a life that's in between.
Well, you may travel through the world with solid ground beneath your feet, for the palaces you build within your mind.
Every choice that you are given is a fork upon the road, and it matters not the voyage, but the lessons you can find.
So ask yourself this question, let your trek continue on, or have you settled sooner than you did intend?
As long as you have breath, keep running through this crazy world,
for it's all about the journey, not the end. Yes, it's all about the journey.
after Mary Beth Carty came Matt and Shannon Heaton with Last Days of Fourth Grade, Against the Grain, Jig for Tim, from their album Whirring Wings, that features Shannon Heaton on flute. Sometimes she'll sing as well. After that came Rover's Way with The Journey, the title track from their newest album. It features Kira Young of the husband-wife duo. She performs with Penny Whistle Ballroom and vocals. Then came Haneke Castle with Religulous and Patience from Dot the Dragon's Eyes. Haneke Castle plays fiddle. And we finish up the set with Molly Malone by Olivia Bradley from Misty Morning Shore. Thank you so much, patrons of the podcast. It is because of your kind and generous support that you get so much great music each and every week. Your generosity pays for our engineer, graphic designer, Celtic Music Magazine editor. Todd actually broke some bones, some ribs recently, and yet he was still producing episodes of the Celtic Music Magazine. So thank you, Todd. You rock. Promotion of the podcast. It also allows me to pay for the music I play here, and it also pays for my time creating the show each and every week. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners. You get to vote in the Celtic Top 20. You get standalone stories like the one by Runa last week, and you get a private feed to listen to the show all for as little as $1 per episode. A special thanks to our Celtic legends. These incredible folks pledge $25 or more per month. Many of them cap how much they spend per month. Big thanks to Bill Mandeville, Marty Myers, Brenda, Karen DM Harris, Emma Bartholomew, Dan McDade, Carol Burrill, Miranda Nelson, Nancy Barnett, Kevin Long, Gary R. Hook, Linda McNeil, Kelly Garrod, Annie Lurkowski, and Sean Calley. Thank you so much for your incredible generosity. I deeply appreciate it. Here is your three-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge every week. It could be $1, $5, $10, $25, $22.95, whatever. Make sure you cap how much you want to spend per month. And number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. And if you want to travel with me, I do host Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. Learn more about the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. And I am tentatively still planning a whiskey tour of Scotland that's going to come out in the fall of this year, either September or October. So if you'd like to be a part of that, go to CelticInvasion.com. It's going to be an amazing adventure if I can pull this off. So I could use your help to make that happen. So go to CelticInvasion.com. Next up is Celtic Woman of the Celtic Women Show. Celtic Woman, they have a new 20th anniversary album. And the lineup of Celtic Woman has changed many times over the years. But the current lineup features Tara McNeil on violin, harp, and vocals, Mairead Carlin on vocals, Mergan O'Mahony on vocals, and Emma Warren on vocals. This is Celtic Woman singing Astor Macree.
Astor Macree, when you're far away from the home that you'll soon be leaving, and it's many a time by night and by day that your heart will sorely be grieving for the stranger's land. It's treasures golden. You'll pine, I know, for the long ago and the love that is never olden. Thank you. wailing, where gems adorn the great and the grand. There are faces with hunger appealing, and noted it is toilsome hard to tread. Lights of the city
on a winter's night to move around, cause it was cold outside. I bumped into the lady on my right. God, she was a very lovely sight. I asked if I could buy her a little drink and if she'd like to dance around with me. She smiled and gave a lovely little wink. I thanked the Lord and started to sing. I will go wherever you will go. You're the keeper of me heart, so now along. I held her close, embraced her to the song. She smelled of roses mixed with whiskey neat, made me feel so light upon my feet. But she started dancing with another guy. I stayed close and tried to catch her eye. The other man was making moves for me. She looked and saw, I started to sing. I will go wherever you will go. You're the keeper of me heart. and said I was a silly lad to move along, no interest did she have. She turned away to take another sip and left me there feeling like a so bog off now, I'll find another love. We'll have a drink of whiskey's finest jug. She's around here, this I surely know, and we'll dance very, very close. Wherever you will go, you're the keeper of me heart.
you say you'll never climb that mountain. It doesn't matter what you believe. Even if you get a run for the hill, you're bound to run out of steam. I said I was born on the mountain. Adversity feels like home. Straight to the top go my 2 feet, and they've only got 2 speeds. I'm either stopped or gone. Stopped or gone. If I linger too long, oh, then the dust will settle. They say you'll never cross the swollen river. It's far too rough and wide. You'll be lost in the undertow. Far better than you have tried. I said I was raised on the river. Shallows where the current's slow. Stopped or gone. Holding on, running like the devil. And if I linger too long, more than the dust will settle. And they've only got 2 speeds. I'm either stopped or gone. I won't carry the weight of your opinions of my life. No, I will travel the road I go, whether I'm wrong or right. I was born on the mountain. Adversity feels like home. Straight to the top from my 2 feet, and they've only got 2 speeds. I'm either stuck or gone. I'm either stuck or gone. I'm either stuck.
After Celtic Woman came Catherine Nagy with Jimmy's Dance, a brand new single that she just released, and I love this track. It is so much fun. Catherine plays guitar and vocals. Then came Catherine Tickle and The Darkening with Just Stop and Eat the Roses from Cloud Horizons. That group features Catherine Tickle on Northumbrian small pipes, fiddle, and vocals. Amy Thatcher plays accordion, synth, clogs, and vocals. And Josie Duncan, who is a guest on the latest album, she does some vocals and clarsach, and she's from the Isle of Lewis. Interesting. And then we finish up the set with Darina Harvey Band with Stopped or Gone from Waves of Home. That features Darina Harvey on guitar and vocals and Jess Blennis on violin. Whew. I hope you had a wonderful time this week. I'm a little bit under the weather. My daughter has some sort of bug and I have it as well. So I hope, try to keep my energy up throughout the show, and I hope it you could tell. Or you couldn't tell that I was sick, rather. But I do want to remind you to go vote in the Celtic Top 20 for 2024. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode. Your vote helps me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2024 episode, and you have 3 weeks to vote. In fact, I will be closing up. I think this week is the start of the first highlight reel of 2024. That's a bonus podcast that goes out exclusively to patrons of the podcast, whatever you want to pledge, whether it's $1, $5, $25, or $100. You will get a bonus episode featuring the top voted tracks of those first 5 or 6 episodes of the year. So go on over to Patreon if you want to hear those. You can also follow our playlist on Spotify And occasionally I do remember to put up some Celtic music videos. There's a link for that also in the show notes for show number 650. Lots to share. I have a lot more music coming in the coming weeks. We're going to finish up the set with Man Ran from their album Urar with Kim Carney on vocals. This is Briogues. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson. Thank you, Mitchell. You rock. With graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to follow the show. You'll find a link to all of the artists played in this episode. Todd Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free, plus you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. And finally, remember to reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on your environment. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.